social networking, Hagmann Report on Facebook, Twitter as well, at Hagmann Report. Also my own personal Facebook, Douglas Hagmann. I've got Twitter, my own personal Twitter, at Hagmann PI. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for your belief and trust in us. As I had mentioned earlier, I had the opportunity and the pleasure to speak with Steve Quayle at length today. One of the most intelligent men I know is Steve Quayle. No, that's not false flattery. That's just a matter of fact. By the way, if you go to our show description, the article for the show in Hagmann Report, there's a link to a very special offer for Steve's books. You can buy six of his books, six critical books, at a highly reduced price. A great deal, folks. It really is. Take advantage of it while they last, while he has the inventory. I know one person who's going to be getting that for Christmas, the six books. Eric, put your hand down. Put your arm down. Yeah. Eric, the tech's over there saying, oh, please. Anyway, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com is in the house. He's with us, and he's going to be talking along with Ross Powell from Survival 401k. As you know, folks, well, we're 12 days away from the election, and a lot of things can change on a dime. Now, that said, we are in a lot of trouble in terms of our economy. We need to protect and prepare ourselves. Without any further ado, let's bring on Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, and Ross Powell from survival401k.com. Steve?
Hi, Doug, and hi, Ross. Well, tonight's going to be a treat. The first hour, Ross is going to lay out his information on where the economy is going financially and what people can do to protect themselves. Never, Doug, have I seen so much oblivion to what's getting ready to overcome the markets. I believe, and Russ will share immediately, that we are being set up. There are no true markets anymore, only manipulations. There are no there's no basis for true discovery on what something's really worth, because basically we've got Houdini economics going on, and everything is nothing but an illusion until you run out of money and can't buy anything like food or necessary items. So with no further ado, I'm going to bring on Ross. Hey, Ross.
Hey, thanks, Steve and Doug and Joe. Thank you for having me on.
Ross, the great economist, brother. Thank you for joining us. Sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Let's take it, Ross. Share what's really on your heart and just take your liberty until you need a break.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you again. So to your point, the markets are so manipulated and so overbought, and the only people that are really buying stocks today are the central banks around the world. They have the Fed buying, and every time you see the market drop, you'll see them bounce back up. Back up right around 1:30 Eastern time every day, they're starting to tank. But the thing that's really interesting is, in the last 2 weeks, we've been looking at the trading data, is that all three markets, the Dow, the NASDAQ, as well as the S&P 500, are trading in a very, very narrow range, which tells us that folks are just like waiting on the fence, finding out who's going to win. And so nobody really knows, because they see the internal polling inside the Hillary campaign, the Trump, they know that Trump is kicking her butt.
Ross, let me stop you right there before we get too far down the road here. We're getting reports that your audio is really muffled, so if you can do something, whether, I don't know, get closer to the... let's go with it, and we'll see. If not, I'll stop you again.
Yeah, Ross, speak closer to your mouthpiece. If you're using a cell, I think you're using a cell because something's wrong with your landline, but you're going to have to really watch the position of your mouth on the speaker, because I couldn't hear him at all, Doug. Thank you.
Sorry. I thought it was clear. I'll give you a sound check. So, but can y'all hear me now better?
You're still...
Not really.
Wow. Now we just got a truck horn in the background. I'm not sure what that was all about. Ross, you know what, brother? You've got important information. We don't want to miss any words.
If you want to call me back on my landline, we can try that again and see if that's working better.
Yeah, let's do that, Doug, because this is just not doable.
Yeah. All right, Ross. Stand by. We'll reconnect on the landline. Do we have that, Joe? And if so, we don't have that number. Todd, our engineer, will take care of it. So, okay, so until we get Ross back, Steve, yeah, things are discombobulated. We talked earlier today, fascinating stuff. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I think what everyone needs to basically understand, this is the believer's Dunkirk, okay? This is the battle of their life. This is the battle for their children, their grandchildren. And as we're talking right now, Doug, I just got a thank you, Diana, sent me a breaking 9/11 with a plane carrying Vice President nominee Mike Pence skidded off the runway at LaGuardia, and the fire department is basically using a two-alarm response. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this until we get Ross back. No power seized illegally ever surrenders illegally. There is not going to be a peaceful transition at this point outside of a miracle from God. What Doug and I were talking about this morning is I woke up with this on my heart today, and I want to share it right off the top, and we'll, as soon as Ross is ready, we'll bring him back. The only way to stand in the evil day is to basically have taken a stand in the first place, and I've never seen so many weasel wording or weasel-like statements coming out from quote-unquote the evangelical community. So are we back, Ross?
Yeah, Ross is back.
I'm here. Absolutely. Yeah, back to my landline. So it was
yeah, today,
so
I
wanted to
better.
Okay, awesome. So what I was beginning to tell you, and I'm sorry you couldn't hear me, is that there's a lot of Fed manipulation going on on a daily and weekly basis, and you can see, and it's not just a Fed, it's also all the central banks around the world, minus the Chinese, obviously, and the Russians and a few others. But what's happening is you can see that if you watch Wall Street over the last 2 weeks, and been tracking a lot of data, they've been very much in a narrow range. Got a couple down days and a couple up days, but mostly over the last maybe 5-6 days, it's all been within a very narrow range, which tells us that everybody is waiting to see what happens. And so everybody's looking at the polls and reading the Gallup or the Rasmussen or the IDP or all these different polls. Everybody's got one, and they all stink, unfortunately, because all the polls are skewed, and it's coming out with WikiLeaks that oversampling's been done, and there's a lot of collusion within the mainstream media. And so everybody knows that. So inside Wall Street, people that know, the people that have the big money know what's going on. And they know that Trump's way ahead with Hillary. They don't use the polls that publish it. They have their own internal polling, so does Trump. And one of my contacts saying that Trump's ahead by 17 points. Again, that's internal polling, and that's from a conservative think tank. Again, you have to take that with a grain of salt. But at the end of the day, the polls are just one other thing, and it's many times it's a psyop. So you have to recognize the polls are used over history for many years that to do this in order to drive the cattle in a certain direction. So if you want to drive a cattle in a certain, use a cattle prod or use other kind of horses and a whip to move them in certain directions, and that's what the mainstream media is doing, and they've proven they're inside of Hillary's camp. So the big thing about all this, and whether it's Trump or Hillary, and we're all hoping for it to be Trump simply because of the sheer corruption that's been shining the light on. And I think, Steve, you're talking about it in the third hour, is how the light's has been shined on the corruption. And in the last days that will happen. So I think you're going to have a great discussion about that. But I just want to tell people, and I want to get into some more economics, but also want to talk about, I'm more concerned about war than I am about economics for this show, because we're in a de facto state of war with the Russians, and Stephen, you and I talked about it last night.
Yeah, go on with that, Steve. If you want to address that first, and then Ross followed up, war, more concern.
Well, here's the deal. You know, we're at a very, very strange place, because I want to make something clear to everybody. It's obvious things are going in and being positioned right now for war. I've been getting emails, Doug, and different forms of contact information, and just like the story of the satellite that was shot out, that was a weather satellite. That was not a weather satellite. That was a spy satellite. In the last couple of weeks, there's been at least three satellites that they're claiming were knocked out of orbit, and people are seeing the debris falling to Earth, okay? So we are at war right now. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen, it only takes a small spark, somebody at the wrong place at the wrong time pressing the wrong button, and right now where there used to be, let's say this, somewhat mutual restraint, there is no longer that restraint, okay? Those of you in the Navy will understand a term, and the term is condition zebra. And that basically means that prep for battle, and it's kind of like when general quarters is called. Now, what's happening is to fill everybody in. This is not political rhetoric. This is not, how you say, just bluster. Maybe on our part, but it's not. We're in NATO, and NATO's moving all types of weapons, including nukes, onto, obviously, NATO's eastern flank. In the meantime, the point has already been taken that Syria is what many people believe to be the flashpoint. But before I went on the air with you, Doug, and I'll turn it over to Ross, you know, people don't understand that nuclear war can break out in Pakistan and India as fast as it can break out in the Straits anyplace. Now, let me just read this because it's really important. Basically, India and Pakistan are now engaged in heavy fighting in Kashmir. Egypt just stopped a ballistic missile fired from Yemen. Russian ships have entered the Mediterranean Sea. The Chinese are on the move in the Pacific. Things are heating up in several places. Just a matter of time when until the clash occurs, but it will. Now, understand that Hawk just sent me an email, too. He was knocked off the air twice tonight. For the record, I can do nothing about my website. My website is being hacked and attacked as it had never has been before. A bunch of you are smart enough for sending me, saying to me, you know the time is close. I said, of course I know the time is close. I don't know, you know, what the trigger event is, but I will tell you this. Everybody's cocked and locked, and their fingers are starting to sweat, and when they basically do the wrong move at the wrong time, everything changes. Now, will God intervene? And the question I'll deal with in the third hour is, should he intervene based on the spineless jellyfishianity, that's my word, that has been represented, and people voting for death who claim to be evangelical Christians. But let's not go there. Let's get back in, because that's a whole another hour. But let's get back into the economy, because remember this, the money, those who control the money of the world absolutely have total control of the world, apart from the power of the living God, his redemption, and the living God acting in time and history. So again, I want to say this, I'll turn it right over to you, Ross. The only way to stand an evil day, and we are at that point, is to have basically taken a stand in the first place. Doug, Ross, you know, even when it comes to personal finances, I'm still getting, well, I won't have my IRA or 401k, what will I be retiring on? And I said, I pray it's not a diet of mushroom clouds, ignorance, and a slow death. And I'm not trying to be facetious, I'm not trying to be melodramatic, but you know, I told you this too, Doug, how much longer will any of us have a voice? That's known only to God. You know, I know this. I got so frustrated. I won't, you know, go into detail. But how long can I put up the news, the alerts, before it just goes basically down, you know? And so I'm seeing that right now. So I think people had better recognize that what Ross is telling them, and let me just say this, Ross, I'm going to give it right to you now. There is a way to get your IRA and 401k funds, to get your funds into your own hands, self-directed, and that means it gives you an opportunity out of life where when this thing goes down, it's going to go down so fast, and who knows what the devils that are will do in order to keep everybody away from their money. I've said it, I've reiterated it for over a decade, Doug. The day will come when there will be a cyber attack, and it'll be blamed on a third party, but it won't be the third party. It'll be the greedy bastard globalist, sorry for the word, but it fits, spawn of hell, basically seizing probably at least $16 trillion in IRAs, 401ks. In other words, everyone's future is on the table, and that's why you need to listen to Ross. So Ross, let's go right into this, okay? Go into what you can do for people, and then, you know, share some of the things that they can, like where they can put their money to, okay? Please do that. Explain it, because I've got to tell you, I get emails, people say, well, what does he do? What's he talking about? So please explain it first, okay? What does Survival 401k do for people?
Oh, absolutely, and thank you, Steve, for that introduction. And it's amazing you say that, because the economy is on the brink, and the war, and you're talking about they're blaming things. If you do a cyber attack, they've already set Putin up to blame him for it. Bush is no longer somebody they blame. They blame Putin for everything. So to that effect, you have everybody has, there is $16 to $20 trillion of retirement funds. The government's working on numerous paths to take over that, and whether it's through a direct seizure or whether they're going to say everybody is going to get 40% or 60% of the money into treasuries in order to protect you, we're here from the government to protect you, then that's how they're going to do it. It may not be as overt as backing a truck up and taking your money, but they're going to slowly boil you as a frog and take your money by protecting it in treasuries and other debt instruments. So they're going to take your money in order to protect you. So what you need to do today, and what we do for people each and every day, my phone is ringing off the hook these days, is the fact that you can move your retirement from whatever your custodian is, whether it's a mainstream like Fidelity or Vanguard or somebody like that, or your corporations, you can move it into one that you control through a solo 401k apparatus that we set up for you. You have a bank account that you actually will buy metals from Steve or buy food, which I want to talk about a little bit about tonight because that's really important, water and other prepping supplies. But the key thing is you can move your money today, and it used to be, and this is a really breaking deal that I told Steve about recently, is we found a way through the ERISA law, which is the law that governs most people's 401ks and their IRAs, mostly 401ks, but these laws were written to protect you, but also there's some provisions that were written strictly for the uber wealthy. And we've discovered those, and we found a way to break it out. So many times you've heard us say on a 401k that you can, if you're 59 and a half and if you left this company or you're being laid off, you can get your money. I'm telling you tonight, for the first time, starting December 1 of this year, you will be able to jailbreak your 401k regardless of whether you're 59 and a half, 31, 49, doesn't matter. We have a way through the court system now to jailbreak your 401k. So if you're sitting there looking at your money worrying, well, they're going to seize my money, I don't want them to take it. I want to get gold, but I'm locked up. Or you've even called me before and I've told you, you're locked up. We now have a way to break it out. So it's about a 4-month process. If you aren't that age and you don't fit the old model, it's going to take you some time, but we can get at your money now so that you can get into precious metals, real estate, foreign real estate, which I want to talk a little bit about tonight as well, and rental properties, a litany of different things. But the most important thing, as Steve is saying, in these coming days, and I've turned from watchman to raising the remnant and teaching the remnant and training the remnant, is a completely different paradigm shift for us. So we're trying to reach out to the folks that are listening tonight and listening on the podcast. It's important that we can get your money out of the matrix, I call it, out of the system. Leave Babylon, leave the Pharaoh, with an exodus strategy that we've created for you, that you can get your money out of this world system and into a God system again that you can control. That you are fully, you are the fiduciary, you are the plan administrator, you are the trustee. All these things work for you and for the kingdom. So let's talk a little bit, Steve, about what people can do with their money. I mean, there's
sure.
One thing
let's
that
take,
we want to talk
yeah,
about.
Let's
is,
take two. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rob. I don't mean to talk over you. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying one of the most important things is food, right? So people say, well, how can I buy food with my 401k? Well, how would that even work for me? And if everybody been through a hurricane or a tornado or any kind of natural disaster or even a man-made disaster, just think about the Northeast when they had, or in Baltimore when they had that whole bombing in Baltimore. All of those things are in Boston. So when you have those things shut down. If you don't have any food in your house, trucks stop running 3 days later, you know, you have nothing in the stores. Have you ever been in a hurricane in Texas or even a rainstorm in San Antonio where I live? The stores just get emptied out and there's only 3 days of food anywhere in the city. So everybody needs to have a food store, and they ask, well, how can I buy food with my 401k? Well, if you buy storable food such as Numana, well, you know, that Steve sells, things like that, those are storable packaged food. It's not like going to Costco or Sam's and buying a dozen cans of green beans. That's not what you can do. But if you buy prepackaged, long-term, 25 to 30-year types of foods, you can hold on to that. You buy a year's worth for whatever the cost is, even you'll have to talk about that. But whatever that cost is, that's cost today. And what do you think it would be if there is no food to be had? What do you think the barter value of it would be? What would be? How would you feed your neighbor or friends, people at your church that you care about, your family that comes in from out of nowhere? So all of those things are very important. Your 401k can buy it at today's prices, and let's say 2 years from now, let's say the balloon doesn't go up in the next 6 months. I disagree. It probably will. But if it doesn't, that food's going to last 25 years, and it's only going to stay in value because if you don't open it and you don't eat it, it still maintains its freshness and its value, and you have the calories that you need, and you have the quality of the food. I mean, if you want to get non-GMO food, things like Nemana has, those types of foods are going to make a huge difference to your longevity. You, along coupled with that, you need water, and you need a way to defend yourself. You know, you need to have a bug-out bag in case you need to bail out, in case you get overrun. So, or you want to go to a foreign country. All these things are very possible with your new 401k. And again, what's most important, we can now jailbreak your 401k, regardless of your age, regardless of your work status. We can get to your money 99% guaranteed. We work with attorneys, we work with your plan administrators, and within 4 months, your money is in your hands. You have a solo 401k to run with it. We have people that can help you invest it, or if you invest it yourself, buy precious metals with Steve, or and many things. I'm thinking you should buy a bug out location overseas. We're looking at something called Popoyo Village in Nicaragua with the gentleman that actually has been on your show, Doug, Alex Wilson, with Precious Timber, has a beautiful location near the coast in Nicaragua that's got 39 lots that are just priced to sell, that are just beautiful things that you can create a bug out community with like-minded people that you know somebody's going to have your back because they have one thing in common, which is the biggest thing, is they're Christ believers. And they're going to have your back, and they're going to work
with
you.
Amen. Thank you for mentioning that. Yes, Alex Wilson, Precious Timber, you know the deal, folks. And Ross, thank you so much for mentioning that, because it's so important what he's doing. Christian Strong, go on, sir. You don't need me to interrupt you.
But I'm going to let Steve to jump in and mention that. But again, the food is a major part. Water is a major part. Power, shelter, bug out bags. And bug out locations. I mean, you can bug out of your house in your gated community. You go to your 20 acres somewhere else in the country, but you still may have a dictator. I think Joe was talking about that earlier in the show. Was I watched the show before we came on? We're rapidly approaching a dictatorship. It's almost like we're living in. I feel like hearing Rosebud in my ears. I hear it all coming, and it's like if she's this corrupt now, what is she going to do when she actually has power? And she has the Department of Justice and the FBI and the Homeland Security, you know, coming and knocking on her door because they may have heard a rumor or they read your social media, which I'm not a big fan of. I know you don't like cell phones. I loathe social media because I know where that information goes and how they use it. So at the end of the day, you need to not just have a place to go short-term in the country, but you need to have a strategy, a plan B to get the heck out so that you can be someplace that actually has freedom still and is not going to sit there and kick your door in. And you actually have believers standing around you. So all those type of things are very important, and the 401k can do that for you. So if your customers will reach out, I mean, your listeners will reach out and call me, I can tell you how to do it. And again, if you're under age 59 and a half or you don't have one that you left behind, you need to call me and get in line, because when this thing opens up on December 1st, it's gonna kick the door open, and there's going to be a lot of people ahead of you. So it's only so many people can work with so many lawyers. So if you want to do this, you need to call right away, or send me an email, or send me a contact, because it's very important. And I don't know what else to tell you, because the time is so urgent. I've changed my entire outlook. My wife and I, our entire family has moved from a paradigm of, we need to tell everybody, shout from the rooftops, you know, I don't want to sound like Chicken Little, the sky is falling, but from a watchman's perspective, to one of up to training and leading the remnant, that those that are here, you go to the war with the army you have. I was in the Navy, Steve. I know what condition zero is, or zebra is. You batten down all the hatches, you close everything that can leak water in, you man your battle stations, you put your gas masks on, you might even put your hazard suits on. I was in the Persian Gulf, I was in the Mediterranean playing chicken with the Russians. I drove the ship within 150 yards of an aircraft carrier, caused me to pinch washers in my shorts, but we did it. Blocked them off because they were harassing us. I know what it is for condition zebra. I know what it is to go to battle stations, and I know what it is to put a missile on the rail. And that's where we are. And it's very tenuous. And this is not to scare everybody. This is a thing to wake everybody up. This is time to get the remnant moving, get off your duffs, and move forward and work for the kingdom, not necessarily for yourself. Work in the collective of the remnant. more so than just yourself.
Well, and Doug, let me say something again about food. You know, people forget the basics of the Bible when Esau sold his birthright. I want to recommend a book that will basically slap you silly with reality. The Savage Continent by Keith Lowe. And, you know, Ross, when I was waking up this morning, and I think I was started posting, some of you know probably better than I do because I was pretty blurry-eyed, but I was posting around 4 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. This is what came into my spirit. Now, I haven't read The Savage Continent. I think I read it, an excerpt on it on Doug's show maybe 6 months ago. But I'm seeing something happening, Ross and Doug, that's breaking my heart. Women are going to take to the streets and then to strangers' bed to feed their families. Now, someone will laugh at that. But I'll tell you this, most people don't have a clue of what post-war Europe was like. Most people don't know what it's like, especially in America, when we were blessed, when we walked in the ways of the Lord. And now, not only do we have to worry about there will be no food, we got to worry about the food we're eating being GMO'd. I was talking to my wife about Dr. Perlmutter, and, you know, the people don't understand something, that we need to establish the right bacteria in our gut. That's what determines the immune system, and you know.
That's right, Steve. Hold that thought. We are up against our break. We'll be right back, folks, with Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com and Ross Powell from survival401k.com. Steve will be with us for the rest of the show. Ross, into the next segment. So do not go anywhere. We got a lot more news information coming your way right after this break. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Thanks for staying with us. Our guest, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Ross Powell from survival401k.com. Folks, visit survival401k. Talk to Ross Powell. He can navigate you through the waters, the rough waters that is the economy of today. Please do that. Also, Steve, folks, I'm just delighted. Steve Quayle has put together a 6-book package for all of us. 6 critical reads by Steve Quayle, available via stevequayle.com, or just go to hagmanreport.com. And right at the bottom there of the write-up for tonight's show is a direct link, a link directly to his offer for 6 books from stevequayle.com. $240 if you buy them separately. He packaged them together. $175. That's a great deal. The book's fantastic. It's an incredible deal. So please take advantage of that, as well as True Legends, the series. True Legends, the series. Steve, we're going to kick it back to you.
I'll just make this quick. The danger of everybody eating food, especially that's going to be available if the government hands out anything, is all the glyphosates. And it is having a detrimental effect on the stomachs of people all over the world. So I just want to say this. New Manna, when I agreed to get back into that world of food, having been one of the biggest canners over the Y2K years, is that they have the only organic line. They have the only non-GMO line. They have the only non-antibiotic line for their beef and chicken. And they put together, when I was talking to them, I said, listen, you guys, I'm tired of empty calories. That's kind of like having a bank account with a bunch of zeros in front, the decimal point in front of a bunch of zeros. It doesn't do any good. When it comes to food, here's something you can, it's not tough. You can't live on 800 calories a day. You don't take 800 calories a day, multiply it by 360 and say, oh gee, there's a year's food supply, yet it's done all the time. When we sat down with New Manna and they basically designed it, it was enough food. Now here's the thing about tonight. This isn't an infomercial. It basically is saying, those of you who are saying, well, what am I going to do with my 401k money? What am I going to do with my retirement? How am I going to make money? I don't want to, you're going to have to learn to barter, just like like everybody did in history. But, you know, Ross, I have basically calculated just on last year's, not underlying economic indicators, but the real economic indicators of what food is going to cost. I project no war, 25% to 30% inflation in food. I project with even escalating tensions and shutdowns in the trucking business, the shipping business, which we're already seeing with the Baltic Dry Index, I am projecting that 50% higher foods, because these devils that run the world are going to make sure they starve the Americans and other nations, especially Western Europeans, into submission. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you can call Ross. He can take care of you on converting your locked up assets, but also just your regular 401ks. Ross, you can get that done in about 30 days, can't you?
Oh, less than that. If you have a legacy 401k, that's a company that you left many years ago, or you have an IRA or something like that, we can get that done in 10 days. So you can go from the time you call me, we get you set up with you put your application, and 10 days later, there's a good chance you're going to have your money in your bank account that you can call Steve and get your food, you can call get your gold, you can work on getting your property, you can go and look in foreign countries. And one thing that's interesting about that, too, is you can actually, the cost of going to a foreign country to get a bug-out location, it could be considered a plan expense. So your trip to Nicaragua and the Pueblo Village or something like that can be paid for by your plan as an expense for your investment. So all of these things, especially the food, this is really important, because I want to quote Henry Kissinger from 1971, and I've done this once or twice before, and many of you may have not have heard this or recall it, is that Henry Kissinger said, if you control the oil, you control the country. If you control food, you control the people. And everybody that's ever been hungry knows what I'm talking about. That, and anybody that's fasted knows what I'm talking about. Your stomach aches, it hurts, you want a meal, all these things. And if you're fasting, the spiritual side will fulfill you. But if you're just plain hungry, you'll do anything. And if you see your children crying or you're hungry, your wife is crying or hungry, and people will do anything and everything to get that food, whether it's rape, burn, and pillage. They will do it in order to get that food. And if you don't have any, you're going to want some. But if you do have some, it seems it is better. It can be just as good or better than gold, given your situation in bartering. So if you have 1 ounce gold coins, that's great for wealth preservation. But if you need to eat, or somebody else, if you want to trade something, you have them. If you have food, they'll give you that gold that you have. They'll give that 1 ounce gold for whatever you want to give them for, because their stomach is hurting. Their children are hurting. So those things, you cannot emphasize how important long-term storable food is. And if it has high calorie count, if it has solid meat in it, you know, no GMOs, none of this other crap that's put in other companies' fillers, the hundreds of different soups, but you're going to eventually get what's called food fatigue. And if you get food fatigue, you still be hungry, but you don't want to eat it because you're just really tired of food. And I was in the Navy, and we went through food fatigue because you got the same stuff day after day. And I was an officer, and we still got the same food day after day. So you get kind of to the point where you don't want to eat. It was great for weight loss for me, but long term, it's not really good for your health. And on top of that, if the Chinese, go ahead, Steve. Do you want to say something?
No. I want you to, because of your naval background, I want you to tell the people in no uncertain terms, Ross, how concerned you are based on everything you're seeing, because they need to hear it from you, a Navy guy, and you're also a guy that basically can speak from experience. So give, and I told, hey, Doug, I told Ross tonight, I said, Ross, we don't know, not tonight, but the other day when we talked about setting up this interview, I said, I want you to give both barrels. Don't hold back. And so, Ross, give the 12-gauge both barrels at the same time the reality check, because I've never seen people so dumb unto destruction. And yet, you know, the Russians have basically bivouacked or sheltered 40 million people. The Chinese can shelter a couple hundred million people, and there is no shelter for the Americans. There's no provision. So when they say, well, they'll come and help me, there is no they'll come and help me. So I want you to get both barrels, and I'll just listen until you want to make or pass it over to Doug or whatever, because this is critical coming from you with your background in the military.
Absolutely, and my background was a shipboard officer. I was a weapons officer as well as a Navy intelligence officer for the ship on shipboard, as well as I handled special weapons, which are or what you would call them, nukes, I guess. Today we call them special weapons. But I can tell you, everybody tells you we have the best military in the world. And our people believe that, and our sailors and soldiers and airmen and Marines believe that. But if they're under-equipped and been castrated by political correctness and in the rules of engagement, when I served in the Persian Gulf fighting the Iranians the first time, going through the Red Sea when it was mined, we know what that's like. I felt the day of writing a letter that went out to my wife to saying we could die tomorrow because we did a special mail drop because we're going to be on the point to launch against Iran. I know what it feels like to get ready to die, and I know what it means to know when you're outgunned. And I hear from my friends that are still in the Navy and friends that have been retired but still have contacts that the weapon systems that we have are great, but the ones that the Russians have are far superior because they keep developing and overcoming. They're great problem solvers. They've lasted hundreds of years through great oppression and great distress. And Putin's no dummy. You know, we have somebody riding a bicycle in Massachusetts on the coast, and Putin's riding a horse without a shirt on. It looks pretty good for his age. So at the end of the day, you have somebody who's riding a bicycle versus somebody who's riding a stallion. These aren't people to screw with. These are people to be afraid of. And so they have weapon systems today. Their SA-400 that they've developed and they put in Syria, and the SA-500 they have in their own continent, can knock down our stealth fighters, our stealth bombers. They can knock down just about anything and everything, hundreds of contacts simultaneously. So we think we're just going to launch on them and suddenly they're going to surrender. You need to change your paradigm on what your thinking is. Because when you start poking your finger in the bear's eye and you start pulling the chain of the Chinese who have actually built a lot of the circuit boards and our weapon systems, who's to say they haven't built in kill switches in certain pieces that are undetectable? If you can hack into the DNC, if you can hack into the FBI database and many government databases, they can put secret pieces of code inside electronics that unless, and who's to say people aren't even bribed? We know how bribes work within certain candidates' backgrounds and giving things away, uranium out of Utah. So I want people to recognize that this is the in out. This is the in hour. This is condition zero for this entire listening audience. This is not play games. I'm not trying to be dramatic. I've lived it. I've seen it. I know the weapons that they have, and this is nothing that you want to mess around with. I feel like I'm on fire now. I don't want to scare anybody, but I feel this strongly that we need to get the remnant ready. And I'm tired of telling everybody what to do. I'm tired of people not listening to me. I'm tired of people calling me crazy, wearing a colander or a copper collar to my head. This is real. And if you don't see it, I'm sorry, but you need to step out and trust in the Lord and go to with prayer and fasting and recognize what your part of the kingdom is. Because doomsday is coming, and they may kick the can down the road before after the election. But if Hillary's elected, she's already got a major beef with Putin, and she's going to go to the mats on it. So whether Trump can do it, whether Hillary's the president, we have a big problem. And you need to prepare for it. And if you use food for your 401k or you use it for weapons or ammo or land or solar systems or even, I'm looking at your, Doug, I'm looking at your website during the break, and almost everybody that's a sponsor on your webpage can be bought, their products can be bought with their 401k. I met Lane Miller with the Minuteman stove. I'm looking at the new saltwater generator. It was phenomenal. That can be bought. Almost everything in the American Hope Survival Wholesale, all of these things are doable. And plus the food that Steve offers on his site, and all of these things are very important to get ready today. Because the time's going to come when it's going to be too late. You're going to say, woulda, shoulda, coulda, didn't. And you don't want to be looking at it and shooting on yourself with your family when they're looking at your hunger. What's for dinner tonight? Well, we need to go graze in the backyard or kill our chicken or whatever we may have. That's the last thing you want to do. So I can't be any more explicit, any more double-barrel shotgun. You can actually buy one of those with your 401k, by the way, Steve. So all of those things are very important, and it's just the call to action. It's the time to do it. Many of the listeners here are the remnant. They are the people of the cloth that are wanting to move ahead, and they know what's coming. You feel it in your spirit. Your friends feel it in their spirit too. It's time to act. It's not time to, well, I'll get to it next week, or I can't afford it, or maybe I should try to get my 401k. If you have a lot of money in a 401k and you can't do anything with it, you need to call me because I can help you break it out. I just not be able
or
to
call,
do it
call us. Sorry, no, I don't mean to make light of this, because I agree 100% with you, Ross. You know, the time to act is now. If we don't act, then you know what, we deserve, in my view, to lose everything that we've worked for if we don't act. Because if it, and Steve said it very well, I mean, and you certainly doubled down on your statement, we need to act right now. We need to do it. If we, and if we don't, we lose everything. Who do we complain to? No one. I mean, we've got no right to complain. I'm sorry. I just, when you said, you know, when you were very assertive, it just got me fired up too, because I'm fed up with the people who are just whining about stuff, and it's over.
Well, hey, Ross, here's a question for you. Would you ever have imagined that evangelical Christians and, let's say this, left-wingers, because they have voted for Hillary, would you ever imagine that they would be so almost indifferent to the threats of World War III? Let me just share everything, and Ross, you can probably ditto this. I've been on talk radio 25 years, and I kept saying, listen, you guys, you got to understand, when people head to the bunkers, they're telling you they intend to live. When we don't have bunkers, they're saying we intend for you to die. I think that, you know, people have got to understand something. Russia will use our nukes first, and we're going to provoke them to that, and we're doing it in order to facilitate the, if you will, the Islamic Muslim end time plan for the return of the Mahdi, the Islamic Messiah. So while everybody can't figure out yet, Hillary Clinton, her aide and probably girlfriend, you know, it has been suggested that, in my opinion, there are so many things that are going to come out in that realm, but as a Muslim, she is a absolute fanatical Muslim, and so now you've got basically Hillary saying, hey, if you think what Obama did to open up the borders, wait until you see what I do. This is a war on the West. This is a war on Western civilization. They are dying in Europe. Europe is finished. Listen, Germany's finished. Norway, Sweden are finished. Italy is toast. You know, you go down the line, and ladies and gentlemen, Gaddafi made the statement. He was even making the statement. He said, you're going to see Europe turn brown. And he was one of the restraining forces. Now, well, let's just go to Murder, Inc., okay? You know, who made the statement? We came, we saw, he died, okay? Ask yourself this. Look at every policy that's been put into place by this administration, and you've got war, death, ancillary, you know, women, children. You've got the ISIS butchering people, putting babies and putting young Christian kids in dough machines and kneading them to death or cooking them alive. And I want to say something. This is it. Where are you evangelical professings? Have you shed one tear over your brethren in other countries who are being tortured, butchered, murdered, cannibalized, and every other sort of hideous mutilation of human bodies? Have you self-righteous evangelicals who are emailing me, by the way, today, saying, I can't vote for Donald Trump. He's saying, I don't want war. I'd rather get along with Putin and in a deal that's good for both countries. And meanwhile, you've got the blood queen saying, you know, it's all Russia's fault. The vilification of Russia. Look, I'm not defending Russia, but I am telling you this. I'm saying that I believe that, given what Ross knows, and I've been briefed by guys with more stars than most people know even exist, and they are talking about the sophistication of the Russian missiles. Look, I know when you're shooting missiles and you can correct your MIRV warheads and change everything mid-flight, right, that presents a real problem. You mentioned the S-500. There's nothing we have that can compare to it. The ships that we have are billion-dollar follies, dying in the water multiple times, submarines being forced to surface, and yet the band plays on, and you've got George Soros, who is probably, you know, he said he's God, and may God, the God of heaven, bring him to the same fate as King Herod. Those of you who know your Bible know what that means. We've got people praying tonight, Doug, a worldwide prayer and fasting going on that God will intervene. And yet, I got to tell you something. The idea that the Christians are saying, well, I can't vote for Trump because of his womanizing, yet, you know, they will put in all of this. There is no law in the land. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever want to know what the mystery of iniquity is, you're watching it right now. And by the way, the Bundys were all, the Bundys and the whole group was found not guilty, but they won't let the two Bundys out of prison. And his lawyer threw a fit in court, and they tasered him. So if you think there's equal protection of the law, the only equal protection that is left is, trial by our peers and a jury. So, Doug, I'm serious. I had three questions. Let me give them out, Ross, and I want you to respond, because you get the real world. You were in it. You knew you could have been toast, you know, second, okay? You know, have you, I'm talking to everybody listening to me around the world who wants to send emails to Doug or me, or take Doug's, and by the way, I think that was a brilliant article, Doug, you wrote, questions. Have you prayed and interceded for your brothers and sisters around the world being slaughtered for their testimony of Jesus, okay? Have you shed a tear or tears over the slaughter of the innocent being butchered and sold as meat? Have you shed any tears over the aborted? How about this? Do you ever cry out or even care about the lies, the murder, the cheating, the slander, the mockery of a living God at all? Or have you ever said anything or stood against it? You know, that's why I admire Dave Dobermeyer. God bless you, Dave, you're listening. Man, he's on the streets, and maybe him, 3-4, but he's on the streets. When people needed food down in Louisiana, Dave gave me a call, sent me an email, and said, you got it, brother, let's go. Dave gets in a truck, You know, listen, he's trying to provoke you men of God to become men of God. And I am so sick of, and personally sick, I am so sick, if I had to rate, the majority of emails that I get from, quote, men of God, and then if I had to rate the scathing ones of women who are going to vote for Hillary Clinton, then I'm going to say what the Lord said to me. This is your time to choose. It's not between Trump and Clinton. It's about a bigger issue. It's about a bigger issue. One says they have women's right to kill babies. Look, if you were a queen of Moloch, you'd probably say the same thing. If you were a warlock, you'd say the same thing. But how Christians can basically smugly say, well, I can't deal with Donald Trump because of his words. You know, what words have come out of your mouth? And oh, by the way, what do you look at on the internet? Or what soap operas? Or what, you know, what are you watching? Yep. And so the thing is that, look, we are incredibly deceived. But God is making it clear. It's your vote isn't for Hillary or Trump. It's for truth. And listen, if everybody in the world who Doug and I and all the other talk show hosts, Alex has made numerous DVDs, Alex Jones and others, you know, and we're all trying to warn you for 2.5 decades, Alex 2 decades, I guess me 2.5 decades, and now it's all happening. Do you think we just did this because, oh, he wants to sell his gold. Oh, no, he wants to sell his vitamins. Oh, no, he wants to sell his book. You know, look, we paid a price, but you, if you do not listen to us, are going to pay the ultimate price, but it won't just be your, and someone says, but you're trying to put fear on me. You better believe it, because you better get right with the Lord Jesus Christ, because the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And how, Doug, and how Ross, can people who claim to be bought by the blood of a lamb, who claim to be Christians, how can they even consider that? Go on the front of Drudge. She's snorting down booze like it's you know, basically drinking the bathtub water. So I cannot understand how people can take that position, because when we come into the next hour, you know, this is introductory flaming. I'm going to tell you what God put in my heart. Here's what I've said since I've been on talk radio, Ross, you've heard me, and then I'm going to get over to you right now. You take everything I say to prayer, and I cannot tell you the hatred that I'm seeing in people that absolutely hate Jesus, they hate Trump, and they absolutely love Hillary. And I'm only saying, you know, those are the same people, and I've broken fellowship. Here's my last statement, Ross. If someone tells me they're a believer and they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, I say to you, may the God of heaven judge you according to your sin, because you're acknowledging that you have no issues with her sin. Go ahead, Ross.
Yeah, I would add to that, may God reward you according to your works. is what Scripture comes to me as well. But the two issues there for me, and my wife and I were talking about over the weekend and with our series of friends, is that this is not about Hillary or Trump. It's not about language, because everybody knows Hillary talks, cusses like a sailor. I was on a ship. I know what cussing like a sailor is. And she talks so ugly to her people, dropping the F-bomb, GD, every word you can imagine Hillary uses. She just didn't get taped, but there's a lot of people saying that she does. I have people that I know that said she does. But the bigger thing is the late term abortion, where she thinks it's okay to pull a baby three quarters of the way out of the mother at 8 months or 8.5 months and piff it, and then sell the body parts, which somebody gets convicted of recording over. If you think that's okay, but don't think late term abortion is okay, and you think people that are the Supreme Court justices that are going to take away your guns, take away a lot of your freedoms, your freedom of speech, and invoke the epitome of political correctness on top of you, and you're a Christian and you think that's okay, then may God reward you according to your works. And I'm not afraid what email I get from that, because that's the way it is. And the things are coming that nobody has any idea. There, you see all these shirts that say stay calm and do whatever. I'm saying stay calm and vote. Stay calm and believe in Jesus. Stay calm and pray, because those things are going to be what's going to hold you together. You're going to need your food. You're going to need your water. You're going to need your shelter. You're going to need your family. You're going to need weapons and ammo. In order to survive, you're going to need that. And, Steve, you talked about bunkers and things where the Russians covered 40 million people and the Chinese have hundreds of millions. We have zero. The only people that have bunkers now are government workers, people that can collect taxes after we are nuked. Those kind of things, they don't have. Back in the 50s and 60s, they had shelters for everybody. We'd have crackers or whatever the food they have. They have nothing for anybody. If you're a billionaire, you have an old missile silo that you're going to live in, and you'll survive. Everybody else rots outside. And you think about a nuclear war. If you understand special weapons like I do, whether it's 20 kilotons or whether it's 5 megatons, there is a blast radius, and a minute you get vaporized, you're the lucky one. The ones that are outside of that get burned to death in a firestorm. I looked at, well, my sister lives in Houston. I did a simulation for her in Houston. It blows up the middle of Houston. She lives in the woodlands. It blows away the center of the city, but it burns the woodlands down and Spring, Texas down. It burns all of it down. And outside of that, you're going to die of radiation sickness, which is one of the worst ways to die. So if you're not prepared for all those kind of things, because it's coming. The Bible tells us it's coming. And it's gotten closer and closer, and we're just, this country is in the political class that's pushing this, is trying to get us to the brink where it's going to kill off a bunch of people, cull the herd, and we're downed, and it saves the earth, and all this other kind of stuff. This is not tinfoil hat. This is not colander head. This is reality. Read the news with a different set of eyes. There's an old saying about reading the handwriting on the wall. Well, it's time to read it. It's been written. It's been written in blood. People need to know, get on it, get ready, and prepare. But again, the only thing that you can have all these preparations, and 99% of preparation is the mind game. If your head's not in the game, and whether it's in the fog of war, because I've had it, the fog of war will make you confused, will make you slow, because the endorphins slow you down. This fight or flee will slow you down. You won't think clearly. You'll just get this big thickness in your head. And so if you're not right with Jesus, you don't have your preparations ready, you're not trained, you don't have the equipment that you need, look at all of the vendors on the Hagman site, and look at the people on Steve's site. Many of these things were all available for your 401k. I can show you how to do it. I can show you to get there. And it's going to make a huge difference in not just your life, but your family's life and your extended family's life. And
amen,
you have
Ross.
Ways to tithe. So I know we're probably running long, and I know we're at the top of the segment.
Yeah, we're right up against the break. Folks, that's Ross Powell from Survival401k.com. Make sure you bookmark his website. We'll be right back after these short messages. Stay with us.